Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Real Talk with Kia, where we bring it to you real. Here is your host, Kia Evans.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Real Talk with Kia, where we keep it and bring it to you real. I'm totally excited about our show today. We have an awesome, awesome, powerful woman of God as our special guest today. Today, we are going to talk with the founder and the CEO of I Am Woman Network. And if you've been, you know, part of Facebook and you've been looking on TV, I'm sure somewhere or another you have heard of I Am Woman Network, a powerful network of women. And the founder, who is going to be our special guest today, is Miss Yekinia Marie. So I am very, very excited to be talking with her on today to promote this powerful network of women. Just a few announcements before we get started, guys. Next week, next Tuesday, will be my birthday. So we will celebrate my 31st birthday, okay? So make sure that you call in. I want all of my listeners, all of my very, very special event. Also, as you know, today we are starting our new segment on the show with Bishop Brown. It is called our Brown Gravy Moments. So we will have Bishop coming up in just a few minutes to give us a Brown Gravy Moment for this week. So, guys, I'm thankful. I'm grateful for what God is doing in this ministry. You know, I tell you all the time, not just a radio show to me, but this is a ministry. And I'm very excited of what God has in store for us. I'm excited for each and every one of you. If you are a part of this, if you call in weekly or, you know, go to the site and just listen to our shows, I'm grateful for all of the responses that I've received from everyone saying how this show has helped change lives or motivated you or empowered you or encouraged you. So I'm very excited about that. So, guys, I need you to know that every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Real Talk with Kia, we get it down on this show. And I did announce to you before that we have some big news that's coming. I will definitely let you know that big news very soon, just trying to get some last things in place. But we are about to expand, and I am so, so happy about that. Also, if you would like to be a part of the show, if you would like to advertise or be a special guest on the show, all you have to do is follow me or inbox me on Facebook. You can reach me at Nakia Evans. So have Real Talk with Kia radio show page on Facebook as well. You can go to our website, which is www.realtalkwithkiaradio.com. You can text me or call me if you want to get in contact with me. My contact number is 803-658-8507. Again, that's 803-658-8507. All right, guys. So as we get prepared for this great and awesome woman of God to come forth, we are getting ready to have our Brown Gravy Moment. And as you know, like I stated before, we are about to launch this, and I'm so excited that Bishop Brown will be having a spot on the show. He has been a great supporter, a great friend, you know, just being able to encourage us and motivate us. He's been with us since the beginning, so I'm very excited about that. Guys, I need you to make sure that you tune in every Tuesday to hear some great points, to tune in every week just to be motivated and inspired by this show, okay? Because we have some awesome things in store for you for this month. Our books are filled, and I am so very, very excited about that. Okay, now, if you have any comments or anything, you know, if you want to ask any questions, remember that you can just the number one. I'll be able to see you, and we will bring you up on mic, okay? All right, guys. We have it where you can also let us know if there's anything that you would like to do. We are, like I said, we are expanding the show, so we do have new segments and things that we are trying to create as well. So just be excited with us, and if you would like to be a part of this, let's rock and roll. All right, guys, it's time for our Brown Gravy Moment with Bishop Brown. Stay tuned.
It's time for a Brown Gravy Moment with Bishop R. Chris Brown III.
Greetings, everyone. I thank you for tuning in for the Brown Gravy Moment on Real Talk with Kia. This week, we want to begin by stating and saying,
hi, Bishop, are you still there? Hello, Bishop. Guys, it looks like we might have some technical issues here. I do apologize about that. But Bishop will be back up in just a few minutes as we get ready for this awesome show. I hope everyone is ready. I do see the lines coming in. I see the callers. I see people joining us in chat on today. So that is great. All right, guys. So what we're going to do, we're going to wait and see. I'm not quite sure what's going on with our sound today. I'm not quite sure what's going on with the sound today, but that's all right. We are still going to move forward on the show. No worries at all. All right, guys, we're just going to give it just a moment. Let's see if we can get Bishop back up. Hi, Bishop, are you there? All right, guys. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and introduce our speaker for today. I can't hear Bishop for some reason. Not quite sure exactly what's going on here. All right. Just a second, guys. I apologize about the technical aspects that we're having today. I'm not quite sure what's going on with our sound, but we're about to get it back on in just a minute. Bishop, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, there we go. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Awesome. I don't know what that was. And or
I'm not
why
sure.
It was, but
okay.
Yeah, we're back in and we're back on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. So what we were saying was every Tuesday, and we'll work every bug out and every kink out so that it'll flow a little smoother, we will have the Brown Gravy Moment live on the Real Talk with Kia's Blog Talk Radio. By the way, if you're not a listener yet, you need to become a listener as quickly as you can, because there's going to be relevant information, insightful information that will be given over unto you as you tune in with Kia on the Real Talk Radio. Well, now, to the Brown Gravy Moment for this Tuesday. If you don't understand the dream and the call that's on your life, then those people will not understand the process that it'll take for that call or your dream to come to pass. Don't waste time trying to convince others about your process when you could not convince them about your dream. If God said it to you, if He gave it to you, if you dreamed it, if you saw it, then that means the only thing that is important now is that you believe it. And if you believe it, whether they believe it or not, it does not matter. And by the way, if they can't believe you before you get it, there's no need for them to celebrate with you after it's in your hand. You've just received your Brown Gravy Moment, Kia.
Thanks so much, Bishop. We really enjoy that. Guys, as Bishop stated, if you're not a listener, make sure you become one. We're going to have some great information every Tuesday. All right, guys. So as I was stating earlier, we had a powerful woman of God. Her name is Miss Yakinia Marie. She is the founder of I Am Woman Network. And like I said before, I'm sure you've heard of this. If you haven't, then I suggest that you pay close attention as we chat with her, as I interview her on her network of women. So, guys, please help me introduce Miss Yakinia Marie. Hi, Miss Yakinia. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Excellent. A happy soon-to-be birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm a March baby. I love it. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today and wanting to share with us your network and some things that you have coming up with you. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, thank you, Ms. Kia, for allowing me the honor of being on your radio show. I love that tip that Bishop gave. Thank you so very much for that. I truly believe one of the greatest freedoms that we can experience as a people, in addition to salvation, is when we get free of man's opinion of us. So that was a powerful, powerful message. The I Am Woman Network is a network that is geared toward doing three things for women. Our goal is to connect them, to equip them, and to promote them. So our goal is to connect them to like-minded individuals. I believe in the power of association. I truly do believe in the power of association. Number two, our goal is to equip system. I believe in information, and I believe the reason why we go around in circles is because we lack information. If we had the information, the strategies, and the tools, then it can condense the time that it would take us to reach our goals. And then lastly, our goal is to platform them or to promote them, to give them a voice. Because like I tell my clients and I tell the ladies, regardless of how beautiful your packaging is, if no one knows anything about you, it defeats the purpose. So our goal is to give them a platform online and offline to be able to promote their product, service, their brand, and their voice. So that is the gist of the I Am Woman Network. And we have two major events that are coming up, Kia. Number one, we have our annual Visionaries and Innovators Conference coming up in April. Allison Bird will be our keynote speaker in Birmingham, Alabama, April the 10th and the 11th. And then at the end of the year, we're having our Mastermind Bootcamp Coaching Retreat in Atlanta, Georgia, or Stone Mountain, Georgia, at the Evergreen Resort there, October the 16th through the 18th. So that's going to be exciting.
All right. Awesome. Very good. Very good. Now, I do want to ask you, what made you or motivated you or encouraged you to start this network of women?
Well, what motivated me was this. My niche is women. I often coach and mentor women. And so I realized, I said, you know what? I don't know everything, but I know some things. And I know some people that know some things. And if we could come together collectively, we could really give the women the tools that they need in order to expand. And one of the things I love is helping women have a broader perspective, you know, not limiting themselves to their backyard. So, like right now, the I Am Woman Network, we're located in 9 states, and our goal is to go global this year. And so I encourage women, don't limit yourself to your backyard. You know, there are people outside of your state that need what you have. And so that is what inspired me. I wanted to give women what they needed in order to grow and expand their voice and their vision.
Okay. All right. Now, now that you've launched this this network, for the women who have not joined yet, what would you say to them or give them reasons as far as why they should be a part of this great network?
Number one, I say this, if you feel stuck, if you feel like you are on the move and you want to expand at a greater level, you know, maybe you are in multiple states, but you want to be in more. For those women who just want to be connected to women who are, you know, in the prospective fields, women who are coaches, because we do have 9 coaches that are connected to our network who pour into the women who are part of the network. So I would say those women who desire to expand, those women who desire to have another community of women to patronize them, and those women who, you know, want to be connected. So I would say that will be some valid reasons why we would invite them to join us. Now, I would say this is not a rah-rah organization. It's not an organization where you just sit and it's just, you know, you just talk about what came on television last night and you talk about the dress that you bought. It's all about results here. Our goal is to help women get results. That's our number one goal.
All right, awesome. Now, you also have a book out called The Strength of a Woman.
Mm-hmm.
What is that book about?
Well, The Strength of a Woman, Born to Turn Pain into Power. My lifestyle, my background, I come from I call it grimy past. And so it's amazing how God delivered me, and now he's using my story whenever I tell my story to be a light in the midst of darkness. So I wrote the book, number one, is because we as women, we try to be all things to all people, and we end up losing a percentage of who we are. So I wanted to introduce women or reintroduce women to their power and their purpose. And I wanted to highlight to them the enemies of their success. And then I wanted to show them a snapshot of a grimy, nasty story so they can see, wow, if God can use her, I know he can use me. And so that's why it's entitled The Strength of a Woman.
Right. Now, I did see your story that you had aired on, I do believe it was the 700 Club, is that correct?
Yes, the 700 Club. Mm-hmm.
Very powerful testimony of, you know, the life that you encountered growing up and how you found Christ and basically of how God just turned your life around. Do you think that because of your experiences and things like that, do you think that that is more of the reason why you choose to be a big voice for women the way that you are?
That is a motivating factor. I believe that I could have still made an impact and not gone down that road. Excuse my me getting tight tongue, but I believe that because then I didn't have proper guidance, I didn't have any examples at that time. And one of the things I share with people is that regardless of what we go through, we don't want to play the blame game. My mother, she did the best that she knew how with what she had because she didn't have a great example either. And so, but once I got that aha moment and we got taken away from my mom and I had a reference of how you should operate in life, and then when I went back to live with my mom, I kind of had an idea, but then I started associating with the wrong people. So to answer your question, once I left that lifestyle, I really got in tune with the kingdom of God. Yes, I wanted to use that as a way to help women make, and not just women, men too, especially youth, make wiser decisions.
Right. Okay, all right. Now, you mentioned about your conference that's coming up. How can we register or get more information?
Well, we have a registration page that you can go to. The website will be up in about 2 days where you can really learn about all the speakers and all of that. But you can go to www.ionimpact.com, and that's the acronym of Ion Woman Network, IAWN Impact.com, and then you'll actually learn about the conference and the retreat on that page.
Okay, great. And as far as becoming a member of the network itself, how can we follow you? Just to get some more information of the network, and how can we join?
Well, you can actually join. I look forward to you joining us, Kia.
Yes. Sure.
You can join us at www.iamwomannetwork.com. On Facebook, mm-hmm. we are I Am Woman Network by Yakinia Marie, and then on Twitter, we are I Am Woman Network as well.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much, lady, for coming and, you know, sharing your network with us. We definitely, you know, look forward to everything that you have going on. And I will say that, you know, I will definitely be a part of this network. Absolutely. No doubts about it. And to all my listeners, thank you so much for joining us. Please make sure that you go to the webpage. Also, make sure that you go to my Facebook page, Kia Evans. I will post the information there as well as the link for the show. So that way you can go and check it out if you want to join, which I've encourage you to do so. Please make sure that you do that. Again, Ms. Yakinia, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it, and I am totally excited about what God has in store for you. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. All right, guys, make sure that you remember that next Tuesday will be my 31st birthday celebration. I am very excited about that. So please make sure that you call in and join us. Even though it's my birthday, we do not, and will not skip our shows. You know, this is a ministry, so we will continue to do just that. I'm so excited. I want to hear all of you. Come on and wish me some birthday love and tell me, you know, what you've enjoyed on this show. So I look forward to that. And again, I will have some updates posted on the page about what we have coming up. Okay, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I'll see you next week. All right, guys.
Just look down the bay. Realize how far away I am from where you are. Dream life was just born between the altar and the door. I found the light. Here I go again. All my pain and my blue, turn your eyes and tell. only but smile.